Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Oh Shit, I Almost Killed You, A Little Book of Big Things Nursing School Forgot to Teach You by Sonia Schwartzbach, BSN, RN, CCRN. Narrated by Sonia Schwartzbach. Joseph, I'm sorry for what I said when I was hungry. I love you to the stars. XO, Big Spoon. Foreword. A totally honest book and a must-listen for every new nurse, and seasoned ones, too. For the new nurse, get ready as you just won the lottery. Nurse Sonia offers an engaging look at the world of nursing and how to overcome and survive its myriad of challenges. She will give you emotional guidance and mental peace as she relates the world of nursing through your eyes and mind. Sonia will be your inner therapist as you voyage through the chapters of the world of nursing, all wrapped up with a great big bear hug. For the seasoned nurse, remember what it is like to be new and get a clearer picture of the importance you play in the neophyte nurse's travels through the fast-paced, highly technical hospital setting. Understanding the frustrations and being sensitive to the new nurse's perceptions will help for a smooth transition into one becoming an experienced and competent nurse. Whether you seek inspiration, advice, or a laugh a minute, this book is for you with a twofold purpose. It's a journey from the beginning of your nursing career and every aspect within. Follow the yellow brick road with Sonia. Come along for the ride. She will guide you through your emotional spectrum, for you are not alone. Secondly, this book offers practical advice for dealing with a range of emotions. Sonia serves as your mental coach, an inner voice along the way. She's your get-through-the-day guru, your mental mentor, and your professional cheerleader. She will inspire you and offer support and encouragement on your nursing journey. Being a nurse means you will never be bored. You will always be frustrated. You will be surrounded by challenges. So much to do and so little time. You will carry immense responsibility and very little authority. You will step into people's lives and you will make a difference. Some will bless you. Some will curse you. You will see people at their worst and at their best. You will never cease to be amazed at people's capacity for love, courage, and endurance. You will see life begin and end. You will experience resounding triumphs and devastating failures. You will cry a lot. You will laugh a lot. You will know what it is to be human and to be humane. Melody Chenevert, RN. I can't wait for you to listen to this inspiring book, as it is an asset to professionals stepping foot into a new environment. Good luck to you. Much success in your new life as a nurse. Laura Gasparis von Frolio, RN, PhD. Acknowledgements. This is the very last piece of my book, and the part where I immediately start to panic. While I want to express gratitude to every single person in my life who has touched me in some way, figuratively, I think, I understand one very crucial detail. This book isn't fucking War and Peace. It's not some work of literary genius, nor is it ever going to revolutionize mankind. But it is indeed my baby. And while your first child may cause you the most grief, it is also usually your favorite. This nursey nonfiction love child could never have been conceived without some incredibly important people in my life. First and foremost, I thank Dr. Laura Gasparis von Frolio for being my nursing fairy godmother and turning my manuscript into reality. I extend gratitude to Mr. Jack Behrens and JM Group, team for web design and creative expertise. Mrs. Chrissy Brees for making photo magic despite frigid temperatures. Mr. Daniel Bowdwin Esquire for his legal know-how, and Ms. Seher Thadani, marketing genius extraordinaire. On a more personal front, I would never have had the courage to press forward throughout brain farts and writer's blocks without the support of my cheerleading parents and in-laws, my brilliant sisters, my supportive colleagues, and my amazing friends. I have been blessed to give, learn, and grow with a deliciously dysfunctional group of clinical dynamos, without whom I never could evolve into the potty-mouthed ICU nurse I am today. Angela, Bonnie, Claire,